Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, I always got to thank everybody for supporting the podcast, rocking with me. I told you we're doing a lot more, and the numbers are showing it. Of course, we're still in the top 100 list. I don't know. I think we fell off a while, but we're coming back on a feed spot. Thousands of reels of views on our latest reels, and I'm talking on the Black Men's Mental Health Instagram page. So support that, follow that. I told you, and I'm hitting you with all these podcasts. Okay, I'm giving you what you want. I told you I'm gonna be coming back, and I'm coming back in a major way. Okay, but you know what? Let's call out somebody. This podcast, Jamal Bryant. Now, if you don't know who this Jamal Bryant is, he's a preacher that has been in the news lately for head spearing the boycott against Target. But his ministry has been very suspect. He is a very feminine, masculine man acting. In a sense, he is married. He just got married, I believe, but there's been questions about sexuality. He recently apologized to the LGBTQI community for the black churches, how they treat them. He says people aren't Christian. He's not really a Christian, but at the end of the day, he knows enough to tell that you're not a Christian. He also has, I mean, he has done a lot of controversial things. He has a popular podcast and stuff like that. But let me tell you, okay, things that bother me about him. Now, whether he's gay or not, I don't care. I do not care what a man does in his own bed. So at the end of the day, what you choose to do is between you and your wife or you and God, and I do not care. But when you do things that purposely affect the black community, that purposely mislead the black community, I have a problem with that. Now, first I want to talk about Target. He sat there and committed this time and said, we pose a podcast because we pose a boycott Target because they got rid of their DEI program. So now it did affect their sales. But this is the problem I have, because it's lies. Now, if we want to talk real numbers, Target employment is 56% minorities. 13% of that are black. Target has supported and pushed black agenda and products. I have gone to Target several times, and I have seen them promote black products, hair care products, food products, all different type of products they have supported. They had an initiative to continue to support black products, and they actually continue to do that, regardless of DEI or not. But he would have you believe that because they stopped DEI in name, the title, that they now are against the black people, we need to boycott them. Which is funny, because when you look at other super centers, super companies like Walmart, who for years has been systematically arresting and targeting minorities in their stores, have accused black people of stealing. Now, they do have a lot of theft. I used to work for Walmart. I used to be assistant manager of a Walmart. So I understand that there's a budget in their stores for theft, because they get stole so much. But a lot of their secret, what they call the security product protection, whatever you want to call them. I forgot the precise name. They have targeted, harassed, and falsely accused Black people for years. For years. But he didn't say nothing about them. You have never seen a video on YouTube, and maybe they are, but like it's rare, of their secret security guards and targeting Black people. When you go to Walmart, how much Black products is promoted there? Like, don't get me wrong, I know all Walmarts are different, some may, but I don't regularly go in there and see Black products being promoted. But at the end of the day, he chose Target. Now, the facts is that Target didn't change any programs they had. They just changed the name DEI. Walmart's hiring practice has nothing to do with race. You take a survey, and upon that survey, you may get an interview. So their hiring practices have nothing to do with being a minority. But for years, Walmart has been sliding back all their minority efforts. Policies they have, they've been sliding them back for years. But at the end of the day, Target is the bad person. You know why he didn't target Walmart? And this is real. This is 100% real. You know why he didn't target Walmart? Because ain't no goddamn Black people gonna stop going to Walmart. He's targeting the ghetto Black people that go to Target because it's fancy. I can get them to stop because they're gonna just go to Walmart. God forbid if he goes after the real corporates. Now he wants to go after Dollar Tree. And why are we following this false prophet guy? At the end of the day, he's done so many suspect things. Recently, he was on the podcast with that football player, Cam Newton. And now I could do a whole book about Cam Newton, but Cam Newton, apparently he was there. I did a thing on Instagram regarding this. He was sitting down, had his legs crossed, very feminine, with these tight, tight shorts. I mean, so tight, they're like his third skin. With these socks, and I mean, it was just so feminine, it's ridiculous. And this man tells him to another man, "You have some pretty legs." Now, I am not against another man giving another man a compliment. I think we all should give each other compliments as Black men. We should all encourage each other and say, "Black man, you look good today. Black man, I like your outfit. Black man, you know what I'm saying? You have a great day." I believe that 100%. So don't get me wrong. Compliments, I'm 100% for it. But saying to another man that has his legs crossed as a female that his legs are pretty. See, this is the reason why masculinity is dead. Okay? Because we do everything to promote everything that's anti-masculine. Now, I don't care whether if Jamal Bryant is gay or not, but he does a lot of things that's making me think like you're not an ally for the Black man. You're the ally for the LGBTQ community. And you're just trying to front as a Black man so you can go viral or be popular. You married a Black woman, but everything you do is feminine. Everything you do, how you dress, how you talk, everything is feminine. And people have also questioned it a lot. You have done things to not align yourself with Black men. You've done everything to align yourself with alternate lifestyles. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think anybody should be damned to hell or disrespected in any way. I don't care, regardless of your sexual orientation. But to sit there and say, on behalf of the Black church, I apologize. For one, you're not a representative of the Black church. That's one thing. That's one thing. Because he has denounced Christianity and Jesus and all this stuff in a lot of his sermons. So you don't represent Christianity. You have no right to do that. You have no right to say the book is wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because you may be against, you know, people's alternative lifestyle, there's no reason for you to disrespect them. So I do not condone the disrespect. I do not condone anybody being violent or disrespected or being you know, passive aggressive or speaking garbage or bullying. I don't agree with that at all. But I do respect the church. If the church is saying we are not for this lifestyle, respect the church. You cannot sit there and say that you apologize of the black church. See, at the end of the day, there's one book. There's one God. So it's okay for black people to go against the book and to believe, to go against what is in the book. It's okay for that. And you're the representation of the black church. Even though the majority of black church follow the Bible, like white church follow the Bible and say, hey, we don't believe in this because the Bible says it's wrong. And that's fine. But you represent the black church. See, the black church represents the Bible. The Bible is universal. It's not a black thing, a white thing. The Bible is for everybody. Now, if you said, I would appreciate if you said, I disagree with the Bible on how they reference that a man laying with another man is an abomination. Right? I don't agree with that. And I apologize that my religion and what I practice promotes that type of anti-your lifestyle. I would say that's fine. Because at the end of the day, you're not speaking for people. You're saying your beliefs and how you see it, and you apologize about the beliefs. You know what I'm saying? You represent a Christian man. But to say you represent the black church, I don't know who follows you. I mean, you know what? A lot of people do follow you, so let me stop that. But I don't know why. Because at the end of the day, it's the most disrespectful thing you can do. You boycott things for your own personal interests. You do things that are anti-masculine. There's questions about how legit you are anyway. I think he's a horrible person. And all he's doing is just, he's just using whatever he can for his own self growth. Now, I'm not anti-LGBTQ community at all. I have a lot of gay friends. My godmother's a lesbian, been lesbian since I was a little boy, since I was born. I have gay friends, bisexual friends, all that. So at the end of the day, live your life. Is it for me? No, but live your life. If that's what you want to do, cool. My religion, my God, how I see it may say that what you're doing is wrong, but you know what? I'm not you. I'm not living your life. So I don't care. Do you live your life? But I will not sit here and secretly lie and say that I'm, you know, that I'm this way, but then I'm really another way. For example, when I worked, I had a conflict and actually left the job because they asked me to be an ally to the LGBT community. Now, when you work in services, you do a lot of training, which is, you know, people training, meaning, you know, racism, discrimination, you know, and all that. And I'm all for that. I believe education is great. So they did a seminar on the LGBT community, you know what I'm saying, about the history, all that stuff. And it was great. It was fascinating. I learned things that I didn't know before. So it was different classes that you had to go through, pass and stuff like that. Of course, I passed all the regular classes. But then there was an extra class, like a bonus class, where you could do this test or this lesson, and you sign a contract at the end, being that you're an ally to the LGBT community. I said, no, I won't do that. So the lady was acting as if I was anti-LGBT community. She couldn't understand why I wouldn't do it. I said, well, I was like, in all fairness, when we have done the multicultural, classes, which they're specifically not for black people, but they're multicultural as they do, because that's what they always junk black people stuff into, multicultural stuff. We can't have our own stuff, to be politically correct. So once they, you know, they don't ever at the end say you want to be an ally. You know, you want to be an ally to the black community because of everything we went through slavery. They don't ever do that. So I point out naturally, I said, well, you know, it's not anything about the LGBT community at the end of the day. So, it's nothing against that because I have worked with lesbian women, transsexual women, bisexual women, bisexual men, men that were transitioning, women that were trans. I worked with all of them. And I treat them all the same. They are people, and we're here to get a job done. I'm here to work with you. Cool. But I didn't feel the need to do all of this to be an ally. Like, I don't need to do that. Because fairness is that unless we're being asked to be an ally for all discriminated genders or, you know, sexual orientations or sexual lifestyles, we're not being asked to, you know, or you know, our culture, you know, we, you know, as a black person, I said, well, you're not asking others to be allies to the black community. So why would I be an ally to the LGBT community? Why would I do all of that when it's not being done for everybody else? It's not being done for my people. So, you know, cool. You know, I don't have to be ally. But they thought I was anti-LGBT because I didn't do it, because I decided not to do it. It was a whole thing. They questioned me and, you know, like, well, you know, I don't understand why you wouldn't. And I said clearly, I was like, it has nothing to do with the LGBT community in particular. I worked with several youth and people that identify with that group. But why would I be an ally to this group when it was never brought to me to be allies to other groups, especially my people that went through that discrimination and slavery as well? So it just seems unfair for me to jump on to be ally, do that extra stuff, which I don't have to do, and then call out the hypocrisy of it's not done for black people. You know? One thing I will never do is be fake and be something that I'm not, because for one, it's insulting to the people that actually live that life. Like, it's insulting for him to be closet and do all this gay stuff and be closet gay. Like, it's insulting to gays. Be who you are, support your community, but don't act like you're not dumb, but everything you do is telling, yeah, you are. Come on, man. It's disrespectful. And don't sit there and have false things that people should do in the community, like boycotts and stuff, to satisfy your agenda, to get more clicks for you, to get more attention for you. Because that's all it's about. We have to start calling out these people that are really vultures of the community, that are not really supportive of really our needs and what we really want. That are doing trends for their own personal gain. We need to stop that. Like I said, this is not bashing him or mad at him because he may be gay. Because, you know, he could be a regular dude that just presents feminine. That's fine. I don't care. But a lot of evidence is saying that. Like, at the end of the day, if you're saying that a man's legs are pretty, like, that's not what masculine does. You can give a man a compliment like, yo, I like your outfit, man. It looks dope. It was good. You put your outfit together nicely. But when you say, yo, you have pretty legs, and a man is sitting there with his legs crossed like a female. I think he's wearing penny loafers and socks. I guess he got the Michael Jackson look with his legs that look like he put like shea butter on them because they were glistening and shit. And he said, man, I have to tell you, you have some pretty legs. Nah, brother. There's something more. And like I said, ain't nothing wrong with it, but I don't like those people that lie, that sit there and claim they're not something, but everything you do is telling me you are. And we need to get these people out of our community, because at the end of the day, all they're doing is they're just making it worse. Now, you're affecting the money of minorities that work at Target, the black people that work at Target. What do you think is going to happen to the population of Target if they start losing money? They're going to start doing layoffs. which is going to affect black people. They're going to being able to support and invest in black ownership, in black products and stuff like that, because they don't have money coming in. Like, all you're doing is causing a worse problem for black people. But you don't care about that mother that works at Target and all, you know, and that's her job and that's her lifeline. But because you boycott them and Target's earning less, she's going to get laid off. What's she going to do? You ain't going to help her out. That's what I mean is about your own agenda. Because if it wasn't for your own agenda, you would not say, let's boycott them. You would say, let's sit down and talk to them. Let's have meetings with them to see what they're doing to adjust for that. That's what people do when they're concerned, because you know black people work there. So I need to approach this because I don't want to affect my black people. But you don't care. They go all get fired. You won't give a flying rat's ass. You keep it moving. You sit on your podcast, you make your money, you get the attention. You stay in the closet, but you act like you straight, but you're not. You live your life, but people out there suffering because of decisions you make. Because all you're doing is for clout. And I'm really mad at people like that. It gets me sick because so many people follow these people. They could be doing so much great things with their platform. But instead, all they're doing is using and abusing and putting our culture in a worse position than it was. And we need to stop following these people. We need to stop listening to these people. We need to stop looking up to them. And we need to call them out and actually don't pay them attention and get them off the goddamn net. Because at the end of the day, they are destroying our culture. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Check me out on, check me out on CassanovaWilliams.com. Follow my Instagram, Black Men's Mental Health, or my personal one, well, Casanova Williams, both on Instagram. Check out, cultured.skin, cultured with a D at the end, cultured.skin. Get that skin glowing. Look beautiful. That pretty legs, but look beautiful as a man. Beautiful. See, now somebody gonna say, oh, see, Cass, no man says beautiful to another man. But like, keep your skin healthy, man. All natural products, man. If you see our videos, you see me and my wife are glowing because we use natural products on our skin. Download the Culture Radio app. That's our radio station that we own. 16 plus channels, ad free, commercial free. Listen to this podcast and other podcasts on there. Listen to music, but per the genre. And like I said, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Until next time.